This is 30 Minutes with GSW, a weekly podcast from Benga Samu Wemimo Ministry International. May your hearts receive the engrafted Word of God and your walk deepened with the Holy Spirit as you listen.
Welcome to 30 Minutes with GSW. This morning I'll be sharing with us something that I believe every one of us will truly benefit from, and that is dealing with insecurity. Dealing with insecurity. I feel there is no much teaching on this particular topic in the body of Christ, and yet daily, as someone who meets believers and counsels them, I see insecurity announced loudly because of my interaction with the children of God. I've heard people say, "Oh, I didn't have insecurity before, but when I met this particular person, I began to have it." Some people will tell you, "Oh, I was never the jealous type, but when I began to date this person, or when I began to work in this company, I became a jealous person." A sister called me one day and said, "Oh, a friend had traveled abroad right after they went to the university, and she came back with some money and started some businesses in Nigeria. And then they met at ShopRite, and she told her friend, 'Oh, I don't have anything doing now.' So the friend said, 'Oh, come and manage one of my outfits at Lekki.' And so she got the job as the manager for that outfit, and she began to like work for her friend. And the salary was good, the pay was good. But while she was running that company and she was running it well, the friend kept traveling, would travel for a few months, maybe work a bit, get some more money, and started establishing a second business in Nigeria, and then established it, became stabilized. She was selling baby things, and then got somebody there that reports to this friend. So she became general, like manager of two different outfits. And then the friend started going abroad again to work some more to get some money to establish a third outfit. And then she wrote to me and she said, "Suddenly I began to envy her. I began to become jealous of her. Why is it that God is answering her prayer so much? She's making it every day. She's making more money, establishing more business, and this is me. This is me, her friend. I'm even more intelligent than she is." And I was like, and she said, "I don't know where these thoughts are coming from. I don't know, but every time now I'm beginning to hate her. Because when she calls me, I'll just be thinking, how can this person be sending me on errand or asking me to give a report?" And she wanted to deal with it. She knew that thought was wrong, and that was not how she was supposed to respond to an act of kindness that a friend offered to her. You know, people will often tell me it is best to work with strangers. Familiarity does not allow you to make firm decisions when you are working with friends or siblings or family members. And so suddenly, feelings that people didn't even know they were capable of, they begin to have them depending on the circumstance in which they find themselves. I was dealing with a marriage counseling issue recently, and it shook me a bit. The reason being that I know insecurity, I know it well, but to hear somebody tell the story of how she had been so victimized by the husband's insecurity bothered me. Usually, insecurity is more of a feminine thing. At least I've seen it in more women than I've seen it in men. Whenever I see it in men, the opposite, both of them are affected by it. The person that is feeling insecure keeps chasing ghosts. And the person that is being accused of maybe infidelity or any other thing keeps adjusting. So the problem is, this person that has insecurity will keep teaching you how not to be a good partner. Imagine that you wake up in the morning and you make up your mind, oh, I'm going to love this guy. I will never have any secret from him. I'm going to tell him everything. I'm going to share everything. Then you share that, oh, my university is having a reunion next week, and they've nominated me to be the secretary to speak at the reunion. And then he says, oh, but is that your university boyfriend? That one that you dated when you were in the uni? Was he going to be there? And then you say, oh, yes, everybody's coming. And then he goes, no, you cannot go. You cannot go. I cannot allow you to be in the same space with him. No. You know that time you told me how you guys you walk hand in hand on campus, how you guys all the trips you guys used to enjoy together. Memory is a very bad thing. You can go there now and get triggered. No, you are not going. And then you're like, come on. This was over 10 years ago. Like, I'm with you now. Why are you talking like this? No, you cannot go. And so you have to tell your school, oh, sorry, I cannot go. Then you say, oh, I want to be going to this particular church. They say, oh, is that not the church where that guy that you said you guys used to read together at the so-and-so library attend? No. You cannot go there. You cannot go there. And then again, you cannot go. Then all your friends, they become a threat. Oh, this your friend's a bad influence. This your friend, a bad influence. Now, this person continues to, and the goal at the end of the day will be to isolate you. All the, everyone you've ever known in your life, insecure people would find a way to find fault with them. Now, after finding fault with people, they begin to find fault with things. If you have money in your account, no, you cannot have money. If you have too much money, you'll be getting ideas. No, you cannot. No. No, if you buy a new cloth, why did you buy it? Who did you buy it for? Where are you going that you are buying it? No. You can't. Now, at the end of the day, the person doing this in their own mind thinks, oh, I'm trying to protect my husband or my wife from all the people that may be looking at him, from all the people that may be looking at her. What? You are stifling this person. You are choking this person. You are basically driving this person crazy because you refuse to deal with your own insecurity. You are the one with the problem. Now, this person that you are telling, oh, you cannot go, you cannot go, he will stop telling the truth. Next time we'll say, oh, I want to go and see my daddy. Say, hey, yeah, my daddy says you come and see him at home next weekend. You say, okay. And then you will hear later that instead of going to see her dad, she went for the reunion. Then you become angry. Why did you go to this? That means you have ulterior motive. That means you have a secret lover somewhere. I know somebody that when I look at the girl, I was just like, what? You are the problem. Love somebody. If somebody would choose to love you, please let them love you and love them back and be fair. Why make somebody go through that? Anticipating evil and then try to mitigate an evil that has not happened yet. And you know the funny thing, when people begin to behave like that, 70 or 80% of the time, they will push that their partner into the arm of somebody else. You cannot love anybody in shackles. You can't. When it is not BDSM or sodomy, you cannot handcuff somebody, chain them down, and tell them, I love you. It's because I love you that I have chained you. Because if I don't chain you, you, I know you don't want to do anything, no. But we cannot predict what outsiders are planning. They can kidnap you. You know? So I'm trying to kidnap you to prevent you from being kidnapped. So let me kidnap you and oh, If you've ever been with a jealous and insecure person, you will know that your life is always on a hot bed. You can't sleep with your two eyes closed. In the middle of the night, you have carried your partner's phone. You are touched, you are searching, like a witch. Searching. Every text message, every email, every your eyes are green. You are looking. Why? You are a wicked person. Because a wicked person will be sleeping. The Bible says the wicked have no rest. Ah, you are the wicked person. You have denied yourself rest, denied your partner rest. Insecure people can never have rest. They are like the raven that Noah sent out of the ark, that did not find a place of rest for itself, that was just hovering and hovering and hovering. I mean, the fact that I'm laughing a bit is because I'm happy I can talk about this so openly and freely. It used to be a very sore topic for me, personally. But when I saw the case 2 days ago, and I got back and I reflected on it, I told myself, okay, this case should liberate you too. You should be able to talk about it. Talk about how people want mental torture. Those that are subjected to this go through. The insecure people, they do not know what they are subjecting the person that they are, the person they claim to love, that is triggering their insecurity. They do not know how they are making the life of that person miserable. Love does not thrive in misery. If the person is cheating, that's I always operate on that basis. Okay, my partner is cheating. Okay. Then please let him cheat in peace now. He will bear his father's name. And you will bear your father's name. I say this all the time. People look at me. You cannot stop somebody by fighting, but I've never seen it successfully done. That you take somebody with fisticuff, you cannot do it. You see, you know that this is an adult. And you know that no matter how much you try to your own efforts, what the person will do. So therefore, rest in God. Have serious discussions with your partner. Not based on insecurity, but based on sense. There, sit down. I noticed this. I'm not the kind of person to be chasing somebody up and down. But here I am. The day or the time or the moment or the hour that this thing that you're doing, that I can no longer take it. I'm going to have to deal with it decisively. And I will not hear sorry. Or go, or come, or pastor is coming to talk to us, or let us say marriage counselor. I will not hear it. I'm quiet like that. I can easily just draw out a contract and say, you will sign. I don't have an issue. You will sign. I will sign. So that when I decide to come out boldly with my chest and say enough, you will know that I'm making the decision based on the fact that I've given you quite a long rope. And then you take your eyes away from it. You have spoken to an adult, expecting that the person would either call your bluff or do the right thing. Now, if the person doesn't do the right thing, then you can decide, okay, this is what I want to do about this. Now, if you've been somebody that is consistent in the way you behave, and your partner has come to know that when you say go, you mean go, your partner adjusts. But for you to become CIA, FBI, Mossad, to go and be catching somebody's phone and putting their WhatsApp on your laptop so that you can be monitoring their WhatsApp messages, for you to go and clone their phone, for you to go and be bugging, go and be recording people's conversation. Every time your husband calls you, it's on record. You are calling. It's on record. And both of you are married. You are recording this conversation to you. You have automatically, both of you have become his enemy. The moment you begin to record your spouse's messages, that he will call somebody, you'll be listening in. If they are, if somebody calls, you press a button, you are listening to the conversation, you are doing, okay, how does that help you? That moment, there is no more love. That moment, there is no more love. It doesn't matter. I discussed with a sister. She came to see me and we were talking. And she said, oh, my husband has a girlfriend there. Has a girlfriend there. He said, how did you know? Said, his phone. I always read his messages. I have a clue. I said, why? She said, I believe that as husband and wife, we should have access to each other's messages. Said, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? She was insisting on it. And I was watching her. Because one of the recipe for living a short life, a very short life, is not to stay in your own body. You see, God gave you one body, your own body. He gave you brain, he gave you everything to stay in your body. The moment you begin to try to live in somebody else's body so that you are controlling two bodies at the same time, I'm telling you, disaster. You are looking at head-on disaster. When the thing will hit like this, it's either your head will turn upside down, they'll be carrying you from hospital to hospital, or you will have stabbed somebody to death, or you will have been sending messages to people that you are not supposed to send messages to, or you will have started spending money on DNA tests when it is not necessary. You will have accused each other of so much, and then you kill the love. I've never seen anyone who is insecure, who has a happy home, who has a happy life, who is healthy, who is not mentally tortured himself or herself, and who does not chase their partner away. I've never seen anybody that is insecure in the place of work or envious or jealous, who thrives. Because what you have will never be enough. You're always looking at somebody else's spot. If the person wear another clothes to office tomorrow, it will be a headache for you. If the person buys another kindness tomorrow, it will be a headache for you. If the person is getting married, headache for you. Basically, every good thing that happens to this person will be a problem for you. So the person becomes your constant torture. You have placed an enemy before you by yourself that you have no power over. So when you want to act as if you have power over it, either you hurt the person, either you physically harm the person, or you begin to talk badly about the person, or you begin to act haughtily against the person. And in all these things, you are damaging yourself far more. People will see that you are the one with the problem. People will say, ah, why does he always talk about JLW that way? Every time he sees JLW, he will do like this. Every time he sees JLW, he will do like that. And then they'll say, ah, he must have an issue with you. And people can read these things. And they will not support you because they know that you do not have a basis for your behavior. So everybody then knows that you are the one with the bad character. Apart from assassinating your own character, you are going to hurt yourself the more. You cause yourself social damages. Nobody wants to be friends with an insecure person. Nobody wants to do anything that is remotely emotionally, has any emotional attachment to an insecure person. Even among siblings, I've seen a mother who will be jealous of her own children. Husband will go out, buy something, give children. You love your children more than me. You love your children more than me. You love your children more than me. I said, why? You bought them 10 auntie. Now you bought me 20 auntie. No. Or worse, what you bought for me, I don't like it. It's what you bought for my daughter that I like. Why did you buy that? I've seen a mother. Like, you have been jealous of every other thing. The husband has tried not to show love to his own children. I know you love your children more than me. You don't love me. Why? Why? It's a mental problem. Let's state it. Your head is turning small, small inside. It's turning anti-clockwise. Yeah? You should not tell yourself, nobody can drive me crazy. I will not drive myself crazy. I take my eyes off it. Take your eyes away from it. Take your attention away from it. Do not feed it. I know practically everybody feels a degree of maybe jealousy or insecurity with their partners. If you love someone, if you, for example, you see the person with somebody else, maybe a male or a female, you can feel, hey, you can feel, okay, what is this person doing? You can just, but hey. It's maturity to be able to control your own emotions, to be in charge of the waves of emotion that sweep you. There is nothing as disastrous as being insecure, full-blown insecure. You suspect everything. You suspect his mother. His mother will come. You will think that his mother asked another. I know somebody that called and said, hey, my husband's mom always tells him to come to Akure twice a month. I've heard that the mommy now has a new house girl, and that house girl, she's trying to arrange the house girl for my husband. Ah, this is sounding strange to me. So I reached out to the husband and said, oh, I heard you go to Akure every 2 weeks. Said yes. Said what is wrong? Said, oh, his mom had ass cancer, and that they had to change the nurse that is at home taking care of the mother, and all the siblings are abroad. He works from Lagos, and then he has to go every 2 weeks. And that is the truth. And the wife, as in, the wife saw a totally different picture. The nurse that they just got for the mom is the house girl. Maybe that one is fine or not, does not matter. Husband will go there to see the mother every 2 weeks. Instead of you to support him, every 2 weeks he'll be in my own DM. He's going again. He's going again. I don't understand. Should he not go and see his mother? Say, but that girl is still there. Okay, I told the husband, change the girl. Find another nurse. He found another nurse. After 2 weeks, I make guy is the same thing. As long as there is a woman in that house, I don't trust my husband alone with his mother. His mother cannot leave the bed. Mother cannot leave the bed. She's sick. So whatever he does with that girl, nobody will know. Ah, see something. So hey, all sorts of mental issues. Eh? And these are citizens of Zion, children of the Most High, crowned with splendor, glory, and honor. Ha! Complete work of glory. Perfect, perfect in your finishing. Eh? Holy nation, royal priesthood. You do not know yourself. You don't know the value that God has placed in you. Behaving like this, either from a male or a female, is terrible. It's terrible. Do not give anybody that kind of power over you. Ah, that you are dating somebody or you are married to somebody, and then the person has the power to control your sleeping time, your waking time. When the person goes out, your heart is up. It is beating. Back, 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 back. Why? Hey, why? The person says it's coming at 5:30. As soon as it is 5:31, you have become restless. You are pacing up and down. Something must have happened to him. I've not seen him. Fact that. Ah, see, you need to go and buy that water that they are announcing, advertising on that social media. That one pastor, I don't know that pastor that they said he's selling, that they said, ask NAFDAC cap over and go and wash your head in River Jordan. Travel. You have a problem. You need serious washing of head. And unfortunately, I don't offer such services. What I'm doing this morning, I'm cleansing you by the word. It is the only thing I can do. Purify us by your word. That word is true. Purify us by thy word. Purify us by thy truth. You need to absolutely hands off if you are in that category. This is, I'm telling you, you are not full of the Holy Spirit. You have Holy Ghost, but you have not drank to the full. You have only tasted of the living water. You are not swimming in it. What time do you have? What value of life? What manner of life? Say, as soon as I began to date him, I became afraid. I do. Ah, imagine somebody not comfortable, your own spouse not comfortable telling you how much they have in their bank account. Afraid that it will spark insecurity in you, that your partner has ₦100 million in her account. And you now ask your partner, how much do you have? And your partner cannot just say it. Ah, 100 million. Your partner now begins to do coding. because she knows that as soon as she tells that she has that kind of money, that all your insecurities will come out. Bah, she's richer than me. She will leave me. She will leave me. Somebody must be giving her the money. She must be sleeping with somebody to make that money. Oh, where did she get that money from? Your own brain. Imagine the scenario where the husband is successful and the wife begins to tell everybody, oh, his juju went to do. His mother took him somewhere to do juju. That's how he began to be successful. What are you going to benefit from that? You can't see that as a mental problem. That God blessed your own husband. And somebody told me, I told God to take away his blessing. I said, why? Say, because. When God gave him money, he was not faithful. He took us to take away the money, and now he's doing so poorly. I'm not feeling guilty. I wanted to pray for me so that God can turn it again. We are suffering. The children are suffering. I first told her, see, it is not you. God does not hear that kind of prayer. You think if God hears that kind of prayer, that means God will be hearing the prayer of Amrabas, witches, wizard. An insecure person is a witch. God cannot hear the prayer of a witch. You are a witch. That you wish something like that on your own husband makes you a witch. A witch. A witch with the Holy Ghost. You are a holy witch. And that witchcraft, God does not want it. Shouldn't behave like that. I'll pray for your husband. The Lord will restore good times. He will begin to prosper. But you are not the one that took it away. It is just you are just a bad person. Just a bad, wicked person. You marry somebody, you say you love them, you begin to wish them evil because of your own insecurity. I'm protecting my joy. I'm protecting my passion. As if you are the one that gave birth to him. He doesn't have mother. He doesn't have a mother. He doesn't have his own family. That you marry him, and then out of marriage, you begin to wish him all the evil. After he die, you will move on. You begin to say, hey, and I loved him. You don't love him. You killed him, or you killed her. Insecurity is a bad thing. All Christians must eschew it. You must tell yourself, I'm a person of worth, I'm a person of value. I'm a person of worth, I'm a person of value. I have chosen to follow this man or this woman, or to take this job, I've chosen to do so and give my best. And that is the best I can do. I say it anywhere. In a relationship, at your place of work, in your church, wherever you are, where you are functioning with people, all you owe them is your best. That's it. I owe my wife the best of my best, the best version of me every day, the best of everything should be hers. She should also have that same value towards me. Right? My duty is not to begin to try and somebody loves me. I'm not trying to make a lie out of the person. I'm trying to make a cheat out of the person. I'm trying to find evidence against somebody I love so that I can nab them. So don't you understand that when you behave like that, the person now feels victimized, and then the person does not love you. You have basically changed the face of the love. You're within the same on the same marriage bed, both of you are doing KGB and FBI against each other, and we are fighting Cold War. You make love. You kiss each other, you will make babies, and then after sleeping with each other, your other will have slept off. You now take his phone. You now sneak into the toilet. You now begin to do facial recognition like this. You're now doing this. You are now typing his code. 2 2 2 2 2. Go. That one is not enter. 2 2 4 4 4 4. This is 2 3 3 3. He's always changing his code. Why did he change the code? I still got it yesterday. If he doesn't, I'm ready to. You are a witch. You are a witch. Repent. But the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hey, you are a witch. You are a witch. Witchcraft is not a good trait in a Christian. Go and drop the phone. Tell yourself, no more. I have value. I am a woman of substance. I am a man of pedigree. Ah, you know how a man of pedigree behaves. God has blessed you. I say it all the time. It is those poor people can behave in a way. We try to help them. But those that know that God has blessed them, that's the way they carry themselves. That's the way. That is a, ah, oh my. I mean it. Like, your wife will be going out like this. She will dress. You look at her. You make sure she stands in front of you. You say, ah, babe, come on, turn heads today. Go ahead. And you stay at home and you are at rest. And she will go. And she will come back and say, ah, you didn't even go. She said, oh, sorry, I've been busy. And oh, I miss you. She will be the one saying, I miss you. I can't, let's talk. Because you have a you do you are not a choking partner. Please work on it. Work on it. I do not want to see this in the body of Christ again, especially those that are close to me. The thing is headacheful. I want to have ease on people's matter. This kind of issues, you don't have to speak in tongues. You cannot cast out the spirit. You just need to tell each other the truth. Let us work and do better. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for your church is blessed and they love me. I know they love me. They have no insecurity towards me. I have no insecurity towards them. We love each other very much. Glory be to your name for the love you have given to us. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let somebody shout, glory.
Glory to God. We trust you've been blessed by the Spirit-inspired words. Do come back for more episodes. You can also visit the ministry website at www.gswmi.com for more inspirational content and teachings. God bless you.